Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. For our weekly get-together today, we're going to be discussing a lot of the things that are in the news that affect the small family farmer. We're going to have a conversation with Matt Caresco, who is from a group called the Farmers Footprint. I think you'll find it very intriguing. Again, this program is here to help the farmers, the small farmers, with their business, how to be successful, taking examples from other farmers or farm operations that will help you be more successful. That's what I'm all about. I want to be successful on my small farm, and so do you, I know. So we're here to put family and farm and food together, starting off each program with some of the news that affects the small farmer. I find it very interesting looking at some of the bills that have been proposed before Congress to see which ones affect the family farmer. And if you haven't noticed it yet, product of the USA on a label of beef in the grocery store, I think this seems to, in my mind, my wheelhouse, be a no-brainer. But probably doesn't surprise you as a farmer that the animal that came from may have been raised and processed in Brazil or New Zealand. You don't know because the people who are in charge, the big conglomerates that pretty much are the controllers of what goes on in our food system, they don't want you to know that you're not eating American beef. They don't want you to know that it came from Brazil or New Zealand or Chile or wherever. They want you to think that it is the real McCoy. Knowing where your food comes from, I think, is a fundamental American right. And we don't have it. There aren't clear labels. When you look at buying apples, for example, you know that they come from New England or they come from Mexico or they come from Washington State or whatever. And you also know that your tomatoes were grown in California or in Canada. But that is not true with meat, especially with beef. For many years, multinational meat packers exploiting American farmers, fooling American eaters, fooling everybody. U.S. Department of Agriculture has been asleep at the wheel, and they still allow importers to label beef products from other countries as a, quote, product of the USA because they bring the beef in, they bring the sides of beef in, and then they butcher it here in America and claim that it's American beef. That is the biggest load of crap, and it's, I would think it would be illegal, but it is wrapped in the United States. That's it. So, for the people who are listening to this program who buy their meat directly from local farmers, this doesn't seem like a big deal. I get it. You know where your meat is coming from, and there are a lot more farmers who, as with dairy and produce, are able to get their animals slaughtered. They bring them back, and they do what it needs to, you know, they take the pork and give you pork chops and pork loin and sausage, and same thing is true with beef. Right now, you have the opportunity to take the power away from the multinational giants and move toward a fair food system that farmers, families, people eating the food can trust. The American Beef Labeling Act, Senate 2716, sponsored by senators from both parties, hello, bipartisanship. This will, if passed, reinstate mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. It's called M-Cool. Don't you love the government? Yeah, that's exactly. But this bill guarantees that you, as a consumer, would know where the beef you're eating was born, raised, where it was slaughtered, where it was processed. I think it creates a level playing field for American farmers It would be a good step toward getting a good, fair price also for the product, because the stuff that comes in, mostly the Chinese are buying this stuff and bringing it in and dumping it on our market. They become the middlemen, as they have become in so many different facets of our lives. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Call your senator. Call your representative. Right now is in the Senate. It's Senate Bill 2716. It's already gone through the House, I think. So if you take action, this would be one of the things. I noticed that the folks at Farm Aid, Willie Nelson's group, have been behind this. And it's a very important thing. When you look at a package of hamburger, don't you want to know where it came from? Supporting the mandatory country of origin labeling bill is a very important step toward bringing back. We have so many incursions. I was looking at some of the things that the Biden administration is doing, and I don't happen to be a supporter. I don't like politics and the mix that we have of the anger, and we have so many problems. I'm looking for some solutions. These people are hired by us to find solutions, not to go around postulating at how great the Democrats are and how wonderful Nancy Pelosi is and let's go for Trump. That's garbage. That doesn't really speak to fixing any problems. Joe Biden got elected, hasn't done a particularly good job this far in his he's a quarter of the way through his term in the White House. But I will tell you, when it comes to this sort of thing, they are on top of it, and they're working hard to fix problems like this. There's another problem that we've talked about here, that is the right to repair. And how John Deere and the other, they're the worst, but the other tractor manufacturers are making it basically impossible. If you bought a new John Deere tractor, did you look at the manual? Did you see in there that if you change the oil on the tractor yourself, it negates the warranty of the tractor? What kind of a world are we living in? We can't change the oil in our tractors or service a piece of machinery, but if you look at the fine print, it tells you any tampering with the vehicle while it's under warranty invalidates the warranty. Who wants to live with that? So that's part of what the administration is trying to do. Also trying to get you broadband internet, where the big companies like AT&T and Verizon don't care about you and where you are. They don't give a damn. They're in business to make money. That's fine. Perfect. But in the meantime, what do we do about the needs of people in rural America for broadband that don't really have a good connection since Trump took it away? His FCC made it easy for AT&T and Verizon, Spectrum, all the rest of them, to yank their services out of areas where they didn't make any money. So, something to keep in mind. Again, tell your senator, work toward this. Make sure that the senator from your state knows how you feel about the American Beef Labeling Act, Senate 2716. Happy to pass that information along to you, as well as passing information along to you about the fantastic things going on right now at MyPillow. I was listening to an ad from a lady that is a successful Boston broadcaster touting the value of MyPillow and how wonderful all the things are, the comfortable sheets, the comfortable slippers, the fact that right now you can, as a matter of fact, take advantage of the Giza Dream Sheet sets that come, one you pay for, one you get free. Comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets, two sets for the price of one. Plus free shipping at MyPillow.com when you use the discount code DJV. That's right. Promo code DJV at checkout at MyPillow.com. Two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price plus free shipping. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, back on the American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen here introducing you to Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint. So I understand this is a coalition group. Why don't you explain for all of us what the generation, I mean, where did this come from and how are you involved, Matt? What's Farmer's Footprint?
Yeah, so Farmers Footprint, really our mission is to accelerate the adoption of regenerative agriculture through storytelling. We found storytelling to be a really powerful lever in the sense that, you know, we can work with our supporters and deploy capital directly on the farm level and touch one farm at a time, and that's great. But if we're to find, you know, work with folks who are already in the process of regeneration or rebuilding their soils and tell their story, we can share it with our audience, with their audience. It ends up getting a lot of folks inspired, and we found that we're able to touch more acres, so to speak, through using storytelling as our main mechanism of accelerating the adoption.
What would be an example of that?
Take, for example, a farm that's maybe in transition from being in a, really conventional kind of chemically intensive model, pretty strict spray regimen, you know, your standard kind of conventional maybe orchard or whatever crop production system you're in. And they say, hey, we're going to maybe dilute our chemical applications by 5%. We'll use 5% water and start to transition off of that chemical model. Maybe we're going to plant a cover crop on half of our acreage. Our goal is to share that, hey, there are folks that are doing this. One, they're reducing their chemical input costs by 5%. They're able to rebuild their soils through cover cropping. You know, we want to share that story with other people, let them know that's an option for other farms out there.
This is becoming a sort of a thread. I get on to themes every once in a while here on the American Family Farmer. Last week, we had a fellow, Dr. Rob Myers, who is the director of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture at the University of Missouri. And we talked a lot about plant sciences and some of the things that you are. And I think what we ought to do is couple this together as much as we can, understanding, because a lot of folks don't really, they hear the word, the term regenerative or regenerative agriculture, and they don't really know what the, it's becoming a buzzword. And yeah, we want to know more about it. So let's underscore what it is and how it applies to farms of all sizes, but mostly to the American family farm. As we continue on here, hold on. We have with us Matt Caresco. I'm Doug Steffen, coming up to 21 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To our American Family Farmer discussion. This week, again, we're focusing in part on regenerative agriculture. I don't know if you're familiar. Matt Caresco is here from the Farmer's Footprint. Do you know of the program at the University of Missouri, the regenerative agricultural program there?
Yeah, no, we've definitely heard about it. It's a relatively small community of folks doing this work. But I mean, I couldn't recall any specifics. We kind of come across a lot of different stakeholders.
One of the things that he told me was that he focused on chemical. They're trying to take care of the environmental impact of chemical farming and educate farmers. You know, we're used to, all of us grew up on chemicals, fertilizer, that sort of thing. I grew up around cows, so I have most of my life, at least as an adult, when I have been able to on my own create what I call a witch's brew of cow manure, chicken manure, pig manure, and horse manure. I build a compost facility around all of that. And that's what I, about 100 tons or so, I spread on fields as I can get it, as I can make it. And then I use other things. But mostly it's that sort of thing. And I guess that's a kind of minor way of me doing my part, because I see what the chemicals do to deplete the resource that we have in land. And I think that's what, if we found it convenient, I mean, I talk to these guys all the time who say, yeah, my yield is up because I use this chemical, and I've got better this because of that chemical, and I don't need weeds because of another chemical. And yet they don't seem to have grasped what all that stuff is doing to the lifeblood that is the soil. And I don't want to be a preacher here, but, you know, we've ruined a lot of soil using this crap, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's also a cost associated with a lot of these things outside of the soil. I mean, there's a cost directly to the farm, obviously, for all these inputs. And what we've started to notice a trend that, you know, a lot of these input schedules and, you know, basically the cost of your chemical material that you're applying each year seems to be growing and could even correlate with the growth rate that an agricultural chemical company would want to see out of their, you know, for their shareholders. So a lot of times, you know, there's some speculation that maybe we don't need all of these chemicals. There is there are, like you mentioned with your witch's brew, a lot of more natural remedies available that can actually increase yield and get a lot of farmers to be off this sort of chemical IV that they're on right now.
Wow, what a great reference. Chemical IVs. I'm going to have to hold on to that one because that is what it is. It's a way to not healthy soil, but to bigger and more profitable crops. So we're fighting against, though these are small groups. There's college professors, there's people like you that start a 501c3. It's called Project Biome, I guess, as a matter of fact. Isn't it? That where your email address is?
Farmer's Footprint is a project under Project Biome.
Yeah. So, but you're fighting against Monsanto, Bayer, Dow, DuPont, all these companies that have billions, jillions of dollars to squash you. The message to the farmer is get better yields by using our product. You don't have to cultivate your fields because we can kill all the weeds with our product. And so it is an educational process. Maybe the chances of you getting this message across is better with younger farmers than it is with older farmers. The problem is the average age of farmers in America is 56 years old. So we have to turn the tide, and we'll talk more about how to do that as we continue here. Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint is with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful nor'easter of winter version, which is perhaps one of the strongest winter storms in recent history, is heading up the East Coast. After dropping a fair amount of snow on the Mid-Atlantic, it is now pummeling New York and Long Island. And before the day is over, it's going to be bringing some record amounts of snow to southeastern Massachusetts. In New York, officials are investigating the death of one person found dead during the storm. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says it was an elderly woman in her vehicle on Long Island that may have died directly because of the storm, but they're not yet sure.
One of our snowplow operators found an elderly woman who was in her car, thinking that it's probably a heart attack.
Nearly 4,000 flights have been canceled because of the weather, according to FlightAware, and over 500 have been delayed. This is USA Radio News. A new survey of Americans is reflecting a growing resignation about eventually contracting COVID or perhaps contracting it repeatedly. The Kaiser Family Foundation survey finding a majority of respondents think it's inevitable that most Americans will get the virus if they haven't already gotten it already. Many respondents also reported frustration about getting access to at-home rapid tests. Though the Biden administration says they are now being made available by the millions, the government recently launching the website that allows you to get those free tests, a limit of 4 per household. A new study finds vitamin D and fish oil supplements may help prevent autoimmune diseases. The research has revealed for people age 50 and older taking 2,000 international units of vitamin D3, and they had over a 20% lower rate of diagnosed autoimmune diseases. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's some great... Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring that turn from green to that harvest.
Second half hour of our American Family Farmer show for this week, the last week of January, first week of February. People are thinking about how they are going to pay for fertilizer this year, whether it's a big farm or a small farm. The prices on chemical fertilizer have doubled, if not tripled. I know people who last year paid a couple hundred bucks a ton, 250, 280, the same stuff is right now, 480 to 520, and the prices haven't stopped going up. So that may be one of the things that sort of, not by design, Matt, affects people trying to get away from chemical farming because they can't afford it and to find other things. So maybe, you know, I understand, and I think the audience understands the chronic problems in the depleted soil department and the contamination, that sort of thing. I don't want the farmers to feel guilty because it was the best, they were working on the best information that they have. Now we have better generation, information through this generation of farmers. And so it's getting the message out. But Bayer is a multi-trillion-dollar multinational corporation that's happy to spend millions of dollars convincing farmers that their stuff is better, their ideas and the way to use their products is better than anything you've got up your sleeve. So then how do you get around that?
First, we don't like to view it as us against Bayer or us against Monsanto DuPont.
That's how they look at it, though. You may not want to look at it that way, but that's how they look at it. They want to squash
it
you.
It could be.
Yeah, well, believe me, it is.
That's the case, and I'd love to be, have an opportunity to sit at the table with these folks and explain, how we can work together. And this is a very extractive process currently. We know that we only have, you know, a handful of harvests left in our topsoils. We're sort of running out of time here.
And so how can we work? Okay, you know, I'll bite. How can we? What's your suggestion? You go to the guy that runs the Monsanto division now of Bayer. That's an international outfit. Bayer is a German company. I would like to remind people they were the original company that made the gas for Auschwitz, not under the name of Bayer. They changed the name after World War II, but it's still, you know, hello, not far. The root doesn't grow far from the tree or whatever. And so, you know, how do you work around all that stuff so you can work together? Are they interested in working with you?
You know, that's a door we haven't necessarily opened yet, but, you know, farming is a business, and I think some of the lowest hanging fruit, no pun intended, would be to incentivize these folks around, you know, developing products that are going to be more conducive with the regenerative system. Maybe that's biologicals to help, you know, to rebuild the microbiome of the soil. You know, there's also the side of it where, hey, if we are running out of harvests, if our soils are depleting, if you want to have a farmer as a customer in 100 years, we're going to have to make some changes to the system here. It's just as much, you know, our problem as it is theirs.
But the problem with boardrooms of big corporations, and I'm not suggesting that it can't be done. I think it can be done with people of good intentions and goodwill. But the boardrooms of these big companies are filled with people that are only interested in what's going to happen in the next year, in the next cycle. 6 months from now, how are we going to pay our bills? How are we going to, what profits are we going to have? How are we going to distribute to the shareholders? You know, that's 6 months. That's it. So you got to get their attention, and they might, by being here and elsewhere, you get the attention of the farmers, and they maybe say when the salesman comes around, well, how much do you want this year? I don't want any of that stuff. What else you got? Maybe that's how it works.
And that's a good point. And if you can't kind of turn that big ship around, I think you go to the customer, the farms, and that's where we spend a lot of our energy. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of the younger, the next generation taking over the family farm that's curious about these things. They're also curious about their business, their bottom line. And the regenerative system, you know, however far along that spectrum you want to be, whether it's a 1% transition or you're, you know, full-fledged regenerative organic, I think it offers, it really has the grower's best interest in mind in terms of economics and ultimately for the consumer and for the health of the planet as well.
Well, as I said earlier in the program when talking about this beef labeling bill, you are, it's just another example of the international corporations trying to control, this is the biggest market for the most part, the wealthiest market in the world anyway, in terms of size and how much money we spend for groceries, beef and that sort of thing. So it's an easy target. And they don't want to have people know that their beef that they're selling us is from Brazil or Chile or, you know, who knows where. And, you know, that's part of the job of the people on the small family farms is to sell their product and to convince people that it was grown, you know, here, come look, at, here's the beef we're growing on the farm, and here it is ready for your table. And that goes for telling people. People are more aware since the pandemic of the local farm, where the food comes from. We're going back to that. And they like to go to the farm, either to pick the corn or the raspberries or the strawberries or whatever, watch the farmer get the lettuce or the peppers out of the field. That's cool. And so can they be a source for change here? How educated is the average person who's not a farmer but a customer of the farm? How familiar are they with these problems?
You know, I think we are starting to see a consumer taste develop. I mean, obviously with the organic movement, which, you know, I spent a considerable portion of my career in the world of organics, and I don't think, you know, I think it's a step better than the conventional system, but I don't think it's perfect. I think it's ultimately extractive. But we are seeing, you know, around the world on social media, everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to, you know, ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Okay, let's pause for a second. Lots of food for thought here. Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint, a project of Project Biome. You go to projectbiome, BIOME.org to get in touch with him and to follow through on some of the ideas, the concepts that we're trying to explain here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, with a word about your weight. As you look at your body, are you joining half of the population of our country? Half of the population of the world has gained weight during COVID. And then, of course, during the holiday season, it just piles it on literally and figuratively. So whether you've gone up 5, 10 pounds, whether you've gone up 40 or 50 pounds, the way to get the weight off and, more importantly, keep it off so you maintain your health is to use a natural product called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I've been working with these folks for 5 years, talking about their product here on the radio, knowing that it works, seeing that it's worked, talking to people that have gone through the program. I've gone through it myself. I don't really have a weight problem, but I don't like it. In the wintertime, I always get a little pudgy, and that needs to, you know, working on the farm, once we get to the good weather, it kind of goes away. But I support my efforts to keep it down because I like ice cream and I like cake. I like sweets. So that doesn't help me in my belly fat department, and probably didn't help you either. But let's get to the bottom line, and that is losing the weight and keeping it off. Using America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. 24 years and counting. Calotren may be viewed at toploss.com, may be ordered at toploss.com. Take advantage of their January sale right now. It's the new year program that is easily explained. You get a counselor. You go to toploss.com. You can ask to chat with someone who will help you with your specific weight loss problem and goal. Check it all out. Order the product. You will be very happy with the results if you give it enough time. If you're not, you get your money back. Toploss.com, the website. When you check out, when you're ordering the product, use the discount code DJV on their 90-day supply, and also you'll get free shipping. That's the deal. Calotren, natural weight loss, natural support at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
Back we are with Matt Caresco. Got a few more minutes here to discuss him. How old are you, by the way, Matt?
31.
So you have been on the farm where you live in California for, your family's been there for a couple of different generations, have created this, what is it? It's a walnut farm, right? You grow cherries there, too?
Yeah, cherries and walnuts, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so how has what you do on your farm been impacted by your thought, your idea with the soils? Because it's different if you're in a kind of no-till situation, as you are, when you're growing things, you know, walnut trees and cherry trees and stuff like that. So it's not like you have to turn the soil over, but you do have to add or support the extraction of valuable resources when the trees are growing and the walnuts are growing and the cherries are growing. They need food. And so the idea here is to try to figure out, and that's why I asked you how old you were, what you and your family are doing and what you and your friends and workers that were in this field, how are they adapting to your message?
This whole regenerative agriculture, you know, world exists on a spectrum. And when we came to approach this, you know, a couple of years ago and said, hey, we understand this current system is broken. How can we get 1% better each year? And we've approached all of our sort of cultural methods from that perspective, saying, how can we cut down and put a little extra water in the spray tank? I mean, cherries and walnuts are extremely chemically intensive. It's something that you got to put a lot of work in. It's on the cherries are on the tree for 60 days. So you're, you know, doing everything you can to make sure you don't have pest problems. You're getting all the fertilizers in. And I understand that. And from a business standpoint, we got to do what we got to do to make sure that, you know, the crop can stay viable and we can, you know, continue to put food on the table. At the same time, we understand that, hey, we got to shift what we're doing, shift the way we're approaching our crop systems, and how can we get a little bit better each year? And that's come from, you know, starting to put down the cover crop, making small chemical reductions. And, you know, initially when you think you cut chemicals by 10% or fertilizers or this spray, that spray by 10%, that it's going to have some huge impact on your crop. And we're seeing the exact opposite. Right. Our trees are looking more robust. Our soils aren't as dry and crumbly. They're, you know, thick and dark and big clumps. And we're starting to see things turn around. So that's been really encouraging, and we're excited to continue on that journey.
You know, there's some great going to that website that you have, not only, I think farmersfootprint.org has some of these stories as well. You're specializing. Yeah, and storytelling, farmers on video, on YouTube, who explain what they're doing. And these are farmers of all ages. And you know what? One of the things that I have, I'm not as good at as I want to be, telling the story of women on the farm and making their thoughts known, what their experiences are. So you can see some of that in these YouTube videos as well that are on YouTube and also on your website, ProjectBiome.org, FarmersFootprint.org. So I want to support you in what you're doing. That's why we're telling the story here, and we'll have it available as a podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Matt Koresko, Farmer's Footprint, here on the American Family Farmer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Tattletale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We teach children that tattletelling is wrong. As adults, groups ostracize those who oust their own members. Law enforcement officers, prison guards, military members, and athletes operate on unspoken codes that shun those who tell on their fellow members. Organizations call their tattletales whistleblowers. And perhaps the most violent reactions to those who tell on their own or snitch comes from the world of gang members who will do everything from cutting a person's face 150 stitches wide for telling on one of their own to killing them. From children to governments to organizations to criminals, tattletelling is not accepted. But why? Why is it unacceptable to call someone out for doing something wrong? It's a question worth considering. For more thought-provoking questions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back at 53 after the hour, this is the American Family Farmer and the portion of the program in which I get to talk about the markets from my perspective, about what's going on, how we can help. As you, I pointed this out, and as you heard, there is a focus here on regenerative agriculture because, as this gentleman said, and we heard last week from another person who's studying this and working on farms, are under the, if you will, the aegis, the influence, the hypnotic control that the chemical folks like Dow and Bayer have had on our farming. It's hard to get away from those, but this year, because it's so expensive, maybe it'll make it easier to get away from the dependence that many of you have. I don't have it. But, and I'm not beating my chest saying, Doug, you're so special and smart. No, I just didn't like it. I never liked it. And I grew up in an area where doing it the way I do it made sense. Sure, there were plenty of people that put chemical fertilizers on the land, and it helped them a lot. And there's still some who are doing it, but not to the extent. And when I saw the soil test of using the organic materials that come out of the animals to fertilize the fields, and yeah, there are weeds, and they have to be dealt with for sure. But across the street, you look at people who have farms that are dependent on Roundup and chemical fertilizers, and the soil is like opaque. It's like it's hard. There's no warmth or life to it. You can see it. So this stuff makes nothing but sense. And if you're younger, I guess it's easier to absorb. If you're older, you still like the old ways, but you're not going to like paying for this stuff this year. So maybe that'll get you over the top into looking at regenerative agriculture a little bit more. The most recent podcast in the American Family Farmer does begin with the story about corn and lessons about corn. And then we spent a lot of time in the program talking to Rob Myers from the Center for Regenerative Agriculture at the University of Missouri. So the academics of all of this, it's philosophy, and then you have to apply that. And that's what's been hardest, I think, in my experience on the family farm with the farmers that I've known. They weren't educated in terms of going to school. They were educated because they grew up on the farm and they realized how to do things the right way so that it worked for them. And so now things are changing, and that's why I want to spend as much time as I can having you become aware from my perspective of regenerative agriculture and how it will help you and help your families and help your folks that come to the farm. So that's one of our podcasts. There's another one that we have that is it's kind of a focus on the National Farmers Union, which is the sponsor, by the way, in part of this bill that I was talking about earlier in the program, the beef bill. They've been very helpful. I belong to both the National Farmers Union and American Farm Bureau Federation. I happen to be more active at the moment on a couple of committees on the American Farm Bureau, the local Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation, because the offices are close and the people around I know are involved, and so they've gotten me involved, and I see how it helps. And I think that's one of the messages I might have for you. If you have a branch of either the National Farmers Union or the American Farm Bureau, or both of them, join them and participate and help yourself into the thinking and the work that's being done by all of those folks. Earlier in the program, I was also talking about women. I got to do more with women. Every once in a while, people will send me a note. You talk about produce guys, talk more about dairy. So I've been doing that. And then talk more about poultry. Okay, I've been doing that. Talk more about some of the ancillary things that are affecting farmers. And how about we talk about the work being done by women farmers? And I think that's a great point. Sometimes the younger farmers that may not be as experienced come on the program to talk about some of the things that they're trying to do here in the New World Order, but it's not convincing to some of the older farmers who've been around. It's just that's not the way it is. But a lot of these young women and some of the older women as well, when I went to the National Farm Broadcasters Association meeting, there were a lot of senior women, older women, who were very instrumental in running their farms and in paying attention to the broadcasts that come from the members of that group. The same when you go to the conventions. Last month, it was earlier this month, American Farm Bureau Federation had their annual meeting, and it looked like there were a lot of leadership networks that were being formed around women in agriculture. So that's a good move, something to be supported, and maybe an idea for somebody who is looking for a good career. Help yourself. Find a local farmer and partner. Let's see if you can't get some. It's a very rewarding way to live. I speak from experience with that, and so I'm sure that most of you agree with it. The American Family Farmer. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.